God is able to keep you.
All right, I'm not here for an argument. God, okay,
you walked up to me, sir.
You, I did.
What you just said is false.
I wanted to know what you think the church is lying about.
Well, you won't take a gospel card, and you're preaching a Calvinist gospel, so I don't think you'll listen
if
I tell you. The churches are lying. Once saved, always saved is a Calvinist doctrine.
I don't believe
Jesus
that.
Says
I know it's a Calvinist doctrine.
Jesus says if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
Stop raising your voice when you're telling
raising
them.
My
yes,
voice.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You absolutely are.
I'm talking at your level, sir.
No,
you walked up to me. You walked up to me. I'm standing here holding a sign. You bring me false doctrine and you expect me to listen to it?
I'm not telling you. I didn't
then you won't take a gospel card. Then you won't take a gospel card and you expect me. Oh, that's really of God, huh?
Yeah, that really is.
Oh, give me a break.
That really is.
I'll just leave it right there. I hope you repent, sir.
You can leave it there.
Gospel good news. Lifting up Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life. Don't listen to foul-mouthed men with false gospels. Read the Holy Scriptures. Christ is spirit and truth, and you must repent and seek him and endure in the faith. Lest you endure to the end, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving our neighbor, proclaiming the gospel, lifting up Christ crucified. Holy is the Lamb of God. Unless you walk in holiness, you're not of him, neighbor. Seek the kingdom. Lose this life.
I see you're criticizing the churches. You know, the church is the body of believers, not the building.
Yeah, that's true, sir, if it's the biblical ecclesia here. Let me give you a gospel card. It lays out a lot of that, why
well,
the churches are lying.
You know, well, when you say churches...
What does your hat say? FBI, firm believer in Jesus.
Yep.
It takes more than hats and T-shirts.
I know, my heart.
It takes more than hats. I get a picture? I want to get a picture of you. I want to get a picture of that hat and that T-shirt. It takes more than that, sir, to worship God.
I know what it takes.
Okay, so we're not supposed to we're not supposed to adorn and show off our temples. We're supposed to live by the gospel.
I do
the shed blood of Jesus, repentance to him.
I do that.
That means come out of the world and the false church systems.
Yeah. Repent and be converted. That your
be born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit and endurance. You're an old man like me. We're going to die soon. Now, here's why the churches are wrong.
The only thing is, when you say churches, you're talking about a body of believers.
I'm talking about man-made denominations. Catholic, lie. Evangelicals, lie. Mormons, lies. Jehovah Witness, lies.
Well,
name one. What do you go to? Where do you go?
Huh?
Where do you go?
I'm actually spirit-filled.
What church do you go to on Sunday?
I go to the First Baptist.
Baptist. So the Baptists are also full of a bunch of lies.
Well,
when was the Baptist formed? Let's talk about that. We just preached the gospel.
I'm not talking about that. I want to
why?
Say, why
they were
criticized?
Formed in the 1600s.
The church is a body of believers.
The church is a body of believers, true holy ecclesia that have come out of the world. The Baptists haven't come out of the world.
Well, how about the individual? How about me?
How about you?
How about me?
You look really worldly to me.
That's critical.
Right? Does
that's
the Bible
critical.
Tell you how to dress your temple?
Huh?
Did it tell you to put words all over your temple?
Put clothes on your body.
And God told us how.
Did he tell you to walk around with a sign?
He told me to go proclaim the gospel, and that's what I'm doing with my sign.
I know, but you're criticizing the church.
I am criticizing. I'm judging. I'm judging the church. So let me be clear.
Yeah, but don't judge not.
So the church is...
Matthew 7, 1.
Sir, how old are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm 61. You're older than me, I can tell.
Sir,
have you not studied the Bible? How long have you been a believer?
58 years.
And you haven't studied Matthew 7 enough to know it starts out, judge not lest you
be
judged.
Not judged.
And then how does it finish?
It goes on, and then how about verse 21?
What does it say?
It says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Right. So wait a minute. Let's go back to the judging part. He says, get the plank out of your eye, then you can see clear to judge your brother.
Yeah.
I got rid of my man-made religious plank. I can judge yours. The Baptist faith is full of sin and heresy.
That could be.
It is. Not could be. It's true.
I'm not a Baptist. I'm a believer in Jesus.
You just said you go to the Baptist church.
I worship there.
You don't worship in a building. You worship with your everyday life lived.
I do that.
Okay.
I do that.
But that's in obedience, sir. The Baptists keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter.
Well, you're being
these
critical,
are God didn't
though.
Ordain them.
Do we,
critical? I'm being biblical. I'm standing on firm doctrine.
You're being
did
critical.
You know 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you're saved? You're not saved in your false doctrine. You're going to be sent away in weeping and gnashing teeth in your false doctrine.
Yeah, but I'm not in a false doctrine.
Sure you are. You're United to Baptists.
No, I am not.
And you're of the world.
I worship.
What are you doing here today?
What am I doing here? Evangelizing?
Really? Do you handle the gospel card?
I do.
Well, can I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see one. I gave you one.
Yeah.
Let me see what you hand out.
How many do you want?
I just want one. I just want one. Oh, is this some? Who's is this? This is.
This is all about the deity.
Is this Chick Trax?
No.
Okay.
No.
Grace. Grace to you. Oh, John MacArthur. Wow, another raging heretic. You know, John MacArthur says you could take the mark of the beast and repent of that later.
No.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's during the tribulation period. The mark of the beast doesn't come until.
Sir, you can't take the mark of the beast and repent later. The Bible says whoever takes the mark is damned. John MacArthur's a heretic. He preaches a Calvinistic Baptist gospel that you can't lose your salvation. Clearly you can lose your salvation. Jesus said if you don't, I don't need that, sir. I'll take this one. He said if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. He said, unless you love me, keep my commandments. The Bible says he made the way for those who obey him. Hebrews 10:20. Sir, we're supposed to judge.
Yeah.
You walked up judging me.
No. I said, why are you criticizing?
You came up judging me for criticizing.
No. Well, why are you?
Is that a judgment, brother?
That's a judgment, yeah. Well,
you made a judgment about me, so I'm judging. You're telling me not to judge by judging
that.
Me.
I made a judgment about that.
Yeah, the sign says churches are lying, and they are.
Church.
Baptists are lying. The Baptists are lying. The Roman Catholics are lying. The evangelicals are lying. Mormons are lying.
I won't disagree with all of that, but you need to be careful. You're judgmental. You're criticizing the believers.
No, that's not the body of Christ.
I'm not talking about
these are the body of Christ that have come out in holiness and righteousness. The Baptist people are of the world.
We need to follow peace with all men and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14.
And so and I right now, we're not going to find peace. Paul says, be at peace with all men if possible. I can't be at peace with you because you walk in heresy and false ways. I'd love to, but I can't.
No.
The Bible says
contend for the faith that was once delivered unto
you. And then the Bible says, ready? You know what Romans 16:17 says? I know I don't have the Bible all memorized, but here's what it does say. It says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. That's the Baptists. We avoid them.
Yeah,
you should avoid the Baptists.
I'm not in sound doctrine.
When you sing and pray, you're united to them.
I'm united to him.
You're united to false teaching.
What's your name? I'm Jack.
You're what?
I'm Jack.
Jack?
Yeah.
My name is Tupos.
Tupos.
Yeah, and this is Akuo and Amen. And our website would greatly help you. I have an article on my teaching blog says, are you Baptist or biblical? We stand outside Baptist churches. Do you know what the fruit of the Baptist pastors are? They call the police on us. Peace loving. Outside on the sidewalk. They call the police on us.
Yeah, but see,
did you know they're worldly? They love football. Did you know you're an enemy of God? Do you have a TV at home?
Yeah, I cut both of my wires. I got two TVs, but I don't
good for you.
TV.
Do you watch stuff on the internet?
No, I don't.
Do you watch sports or anything?
No.
Okay. The church you go to, good chance most of them do that.
Well, I came out of the Nazarene church. I didn't really come out of it, but I was in the Nazarene.
Yeah. Nazarene, another man-made religion. But
well, they preach holiness.
Holiness according to God's word. A lot of them preach falsely. It depends on what Nazarene you're talking about. But let's focus on the Baptists. Christmas and Easter. Did God tell us to ordain those, to keep those? Those are Roman Catholic.
I understand what you're saying.
They keep sin, sir.
I know that,
they keep sin. That's why I'm judging them.
Yeah, but that's not saying who I am, where I am.
United to them. If you're united to them, you're in sin.
I'm not a member.
Doesn't matter. You sing and pray with them. You're united.
No,
yes, sir. You don't obey Romans 16:17. Mark them and avoid them, Paul says. You go and unite with them every Sunday. Repent, sir. Repent. You're going to lose your soul.
No.
Check out our website, don'tperish.com. We love you. Email me if you ever want to go deeper. Check out lots of articles.
Canada?
No.
Where are you from?
Why? What makes a difference where I'm from?
Well,
I'm from God. God sent me here to talk to you and tell you to repent or you'll lose your soul. I love you.
I repent.
Sir, you got to repent every day. And when you're shown sin, you got to repent. You're not supposed to adorn your temple. Did you know that? This is a temple of God. You're not supposed to put it on with foolish hats and that.
No, but it's making a statement. It opens up.
Sir, no, it doesn't. That makes a statement that you don't obey God.
It's
not on my temple, sir. That's not in my temple.
Yeah,
it's not in my temple, sir. You need to repent. We love you. Turn from your sin, sir.